Well, good morning, Alan. And what I wanted to talk about today was the upcoming presidential primaries, smaller states like Connecticut and Rhode Island. And what you're seeing a lot of reporting is that the people in those states really think, hey, our state matters this year.
A lot of states which have never mattered in the primaries are, including New York, are all of a sudden getting some affirmation that the votes count. Now, as we come down to the end, particularly with the Republicans, every vote does count because Donald Trump is on the cusp of being able to wind it all up. And as you know, Lucas, there is a now a concentrated effort by Cruz and some of the others, Kasich, to combine their forces so that Trump does not get the nomination. Well, you know, that may hurt Trump, but it also may help him if there's a feeling that there's bullying going on or that the people's needs are not and votes are not being counted. And that somebody's trying to play tricks, it may in fact get some more for Trump, and we'll see. All I know is that if you think you're going to go into an open convention, and Cruz does, if he can pull this off, and then win because he's able by a few votes to deny Trump the nomination, seems to me that there are going to be an awful lot of angry people who cast their votes for Trump. And number one, and number two, that even if it's open, that doesn't mean Cruz is going to get it. They're going to find somebody who I think, like Paul Ryan or one of the others, who can do a better job of appealing to the middle than Trump, who is far to the right.
What do you think of Cruz's chances in the Northeast and the remaining states? Because he didn't do too well in New York, and a lot of that probably has to do with his New York values comment. But how do you think he'll do in places like Connecticut and Rhode Island?
Well, that's right. There was no surprise. If you thought he thought that he could get on everybody's shoulders in New York and say, "See, we don't like these New Yorkers. They're terrible people." Gerald Ford once said to New York, according to the Daily News headline, "New York dropped dead." That is exactly the kind of thing that is happening now with Cruz. And a lot of people in Connecticut work in New York. A lot of people feel that New York has been dissed, for want of a better word. And I don't think Cruz has done himself any good.
We also saw some reporting in the Times this weekend that the Sanders campaign will be reevaluating, whatever that means. But I also have been thinking it's going to be time soon for the candidates to start thinking about their vice presidential picks.
That's right. I've been saying from the very beginning, and I've asked him about it, that Deval Patrick of Massachusetts would be an ideal candidate. I mean, after all, one of the reasons that Barack Obama won was that huge numbers of African Americans came out and voted for him. If you have another African American on the ticket, particularly one as brilliant and as articulate as Deval Patrick is, you can absolutely help the ticket. On the other hand, Patrick is very close to New York. Doesn't come from a crucial state, an Ohio or one of these other places, or Florida, where you could win. If you win, you really take the cake. Hillary Clinton is going to be up against an awful lot of pressure in naming the vice president because it becomes a strategic decision.
Thanks very much, Alan. Appreciate it.
Well, thank you. And thank you for getting up this early. I appreciate it very much.